Hello, I'm Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC with a special preview of our new podcast, Murder in Apartment 12. It should have been a season of joy, choirs and twinkling lights and bright paper packages. And it certainly started out that way in a little place called Dover, Arkansas, population about 1,300, where middle school teacher Janice Jones was in a Christmas frame of mind. Of course she was. Her youngest son, Kevin, was home from college and had agreed to be Janice's date to her school's holiday party.
I laughingly offered him the opportunity to take me on a date Thursday night to our staff Christmas party.
Sure.
And he accepted, as long as there was a big steak. And,
yeah.
Made a joke about, is there an open bar? I'd like to see some of my former teachers, you know, a little tipsy. They thought that would be very humorous.
What fun it should have been. But no. On this night, December 15th, 2005, the season of light suddenly turned very dark indeed, with a call to 911.
Mama, keep you on the line, okay?
It was the night of the awful discovery.
Is she breathing at all?
No, she's cold. She's not breathing. She doesn't have a pulse. I think she's dead.
The night of all the panic and the confusion and the sudden grief that tore through them like a knife.
Give me the name of the apartment!
This is the story of what happened on that December night and all that came after. It's a story of a beautiful young woman named Nona Dirksmeyer, a local beauty queen who'd been keeping secrets.
Her name is Nona Dirksmeyer.
This case probably had more statewide publicity than any criminal case in many, many years, perhaps ever, in Arkansas.
You probably ask any police officer in town here that who did it, and they'll tell you who did it.
Everybody has an opinion, but that doesn't convict in our courts.
It's the story of three sensational trials. It's a story about police power and the people who wield it.
I'm telling you what I see. I'm telling you what I know. And I'm telling you right now, you did this.
It's about gossip, about public opinion.
I realized as the time went on that these were lives. It wasn't TV. This was reality.
You learn not to read or believe anything you read.
It was a case that divided this town. And it got pretty hot in Arkansas for a while. Too hot for some.
It tells me that you don't know. You don't know what you did.
No.
You don't have a clue what you did.
Yeah, dude.
You don't have a clue what you did. I'm not playing any with you.
Yes, and it's about pride and prejudice and a tortured search for a killer.
There is a cold-blooded killer out there. He knows who he is. What are we going to do?
Thank you for listening. Search for Murder in Apartment 12 to hear the full episode now, completely free. Or subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts. Subscribers get early access to new episodes and can listen to all Dateline podcasts ad-free.